Two Australian warships will soon arrive near the heavily militarised Korean Peninsula as tensions with Kim Jong-un's regime threaten to spill over into armed conflict. The frigates will conduct exercises with the South Korean military, which has just paraded the latest weapons it could use to fend off any threats from the North. Andrew Green travelled to the headquarters of South Korea's Second Fleet to prepare this report.
In August, Australian personnel took part in joint US-Korean military exercises, and later this month, the Republic of Korea Navy will host the Royal Australian Navy. HMAS Melbourne and HMAS Parramatta are planning port visits as part of military exercises known as Hadoli Wallaby.
Australia has been trying to energise the bilateral security relationship with South Korea for some time. The visit of the frigates and the exercise with the South Korean Navy should be seen in that light.
Dr. Ewan Graham is the director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute and believes it's crucial Australia forge a closer military relationship with South Korea. He says this month's meeting of the Australian and South Korean defence and foreign ministers also provides a significant opportunity.
Prime Minister Turnbull recently pledged to invoke the ANZUS Treaty if North Korea attacked the United States. And Australia may be one of the first to be asked to contribute forces on some level if the current tensions with North Korea significantly worsen.
South Korea is preparing for the worst. At the Pyeongtaek Naval Base, the military has just marked Armed Forces Day. The show of strength commemorating the moment 69 years ago when the South broke through the 38th parallel border during the war against the invading North. Here, the South Koreans have, for the first time publicly displayed, their new Hyunmoo 2C ballistic missile, a weapon boasting a range of 800 kilometres. Han Wong-song is a member of South Korea's Second Fleet.
The Second Fleet is the fleet that we have lots of incidents after the Korean War. We have more than 5 incidents. And even now, all these incidents might happen.
The naval lieutenant says he and his colleagues are on constant alert for further provocations from the North.
Our warships and us are, and we are always in the alert, ready to fight. And if we fight, we will win.
South Korean sailor Han Woon-song ending Andrew Green's report. And Andrew Green travelled to South Korea as a guest of the Korean Press Foundation with support from the Walkley Foundation and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.